You're listening to Newfangled on 2SER with Alessia and Billy and our very special guest, Earl, from Crystal Rivers. How are you, Earl?
I'm going great. Alessia, Billy, thanks for having me and hello to everyone at 2SER that's listening in.
Of course.
Hell yeah. I felt like I was waiting for a first date. I was outside waiting for Earl to arrive and I'm very glad he came.
It was a real moment. Just start waiting out there and the wave. It's like a great introduction. Thanks for waiting out to me at the end.
That's how we do it here at 2SER. It's putting the community back in community radio.
Absolutely. I'll get you to give me a lift here next time. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a concierge in my spare time.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a few questions for you, Earl. Recently, well, we just listened to Lover.
Yeah.
Which was the release in the start of September, as I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's just come out. Thanks for that. It's funny, I think of the dates, and as soon as I'm past the date, I cannot remember what date anything come out or things like that. We're stoked with it. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. It's part of a body of work that we've just been slowly releasing over the last couple of months, and it's a bit more of a laid-back kind of spring romance kind of song. We give spring its own romance because everyone just wants to go summer romance, you know? So
yeah, you can't skip over spring.
Nah, I think that's the best part. Summer's too hot. That's too steamy.
Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, it's a bit of a different feel to your other releases, Prisoner or Sienna, where those are more indie rock. This felt almost psychedelic, a bit vintagey.
Laid back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, with a lot of that, with the writing and I guess that psych element of it, can definitely thank Jack Moffat for that with his guitar work there. He, I've been very lucky to be able to work with him producing and doing a lot of the guitars and all the bodies of the work we just mentioned, like Sienna and Prisoner. And just, yeah, the way he's been able to capture my image and the stories that I'm telling and be able to, tell that in an audio way with the sounds that he produces is something that I'm stoked to work with a mate that's so talented like that, and gives a real nice live, and can differ songs like you mentioned with the psychedelic aspect to that track.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, of course. So like you said, you're building quite an eclectic discography. For people at home who haven't heard your music yet, but will soon after hearing Lover, what should they expect? What kind of sounds or feelings are they in for?
Absolutely. It's very, I don't know exactly how to say what to expect because they're all quite changing. It's all lived experience, the songs, the stories, the writing. It's all, just everything that I've felt over, my time on the world. And that's just my artistry and storytelling. But then through the sounds, they do quite change a bit. Like Sienna was much more an indie kind of poppy aspects to it. And then Prisoner was that kind of darker, heavier, rocky sound. I think that's definitely what I'd say would probably identifies us most with the band and the music we're doing is kind of that Prisoner-esque kind of sound. Yeah, but we don't, when we're writing, we're definitely not looking to sound like anything or put ourselves in any shoebox or genre. It's definitely what we're feeling and kind of what comes out. And through the recording process, like, there hasn't been any big, week-long recording studio sessions. This has been very, we've had the songs written. We've gone into our drummer Beaker's studio, kind of just laid the drums down, and just in my apartment in Bondi, we've just done a little homemade studio. Got to wait between the buses coming past so you can get your vocal takes in and hope that no one's screaming on the street. But then, we just kind of whip them in. It's been a very quick, fun progress. And, and then, we come out with that. It's kind of authentic and has that raw, real sound to it, which we really like.
Yeah, and we really love it too. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Sick. Do these collaborations change the way that the sort of your original vision sounded like, or do you sort of keep it quite similar?
I'd say it's very similar. All the chord progressions, all the songwriting, like that Lover, when we wrote that was me and Rain. So he's a good mate of mine who's also been producing it with Jack. But we just hang out, we just play music, we write together. He also has done work with Dope Lemon, Delta Riggs, guys.
And
He's very good at bringing out the best artists in yourself, but also giving it real. Like, he'll tell me if it's no good, which is great. So, yeah, with the writing process, like Lover, that was just written on acoustic guitar.
Yep.
On a New Year's Eve, it must have been, maybe it was around COVID, I'm not sure. Maybe we just didn't want to go out because it was Bondi, crazy.
Wow. So,
just it's locked a bit down. Of an oldie.
It must have been maybe a couple of years. And then, just sat down, wrote it. just on acoustic guitar, bottle of whiskey with Rain, and then it's pretty much that whole thing how it sounds. And then it was Jack's psych guitars there that kind of give it that different new life. The keys as well, Freddie Krabs from Stickies. Come over on a Sunday. It's pretty funny. He actually forgot his keyboard.
Oh, right.
But he'd come down and then just like lay down the beautiful little sounds, and that kind of gives it that, you know, that soft aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
This is my gotcha moment. I've noticed you rock these stylish blue tinted sunglasses. And here at 2SER, we are very fond of sunglass fashion.
Me and Billy especially.
Is there a deeper meaning behind them, or do you just have that much swag?
Absolutely. I never really wore sunglasses on stage. So I like being able to look at everyone and everyone being able to see me. Like, I think, you know, it was a personal aspect to see someone's eyes when you're talking to them or delivering something. For me, it's a connection. So, but I do also sometimes like to just have a little barrier in some way of like, you know, the world around. And then I had sunglasses, and then, I was in Byron. We just played the Northern. Or maybe it was before the show, actually, and I saw them. Girlfriend's like, don't get them. Put them on. I'm like, this is me forever.
Yeah.
They're great, and I'm stoked because that shop's actually been knocked down, like a lot of Byron is, you know, all the cool stuff. Yeah, so I've only got that one pair, and it's probably the longest pair of sunnies I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I can't lose these. Yeah. Like, I can't play it now. I've set the scene, like, then glasses.
You can't change it now.
There's no show, sorry, guys.
Far out. Protect those sunglasses.
Fully ready for anything.
Yeah. Given that the Crystal Rivers project is still fairly fresh, albeit a revamped lineup bringing a lot of experience to the table, what advice would you give to younger musicians just starting out doing gigs and trying to get their first couple of songs out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think once you see artists and are getting to the point where they're releasing the music, there's been so much work behind that where you're getting it wrong, you're not doing it perfectly, you know, you're figuring it out, you're going to write, for every good song you write, you're going to write 10 bad ones, and like, don't let that dissuade you from what you're doing. That's all part of the journey, and you know, you can't discover things without, you know, finding out what works, what doesn't, and you know, you're not trying to make it to any particular spot, but then rather than just really enjoying it, and then being really happy and just authentic with what you're doing. And I think that's what strives you to keep doing it, because it is hard work.
Of course.
But it's also the most rewarding thing that you get to do. So just do it. Just enjoy it. Make sure you got the good people around you as well. I think that's super important, to have people that you can be comfortable with writing, recording, have a lot of fun with, and don't overcomplicate it, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're playing music. It's fun.
Yeah.
There's so much hard stuff out in the world. Keep music fun.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate it. Don't get too hard on yourself, but put in the work. You put in the work, and you know, you'll get so much better continuously.
Yeah, lovely. And do you have any artists on your radar right now? Any up and coming artists that caught your eye recently?
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that when I walked in, and just the Sydney music scene, I think, is just, it's amazing. Like, there's so many good acts, and it's great, you know, when you're seeing events like King Street Crawl, having that really on show, and you can walk in and see any amazing band at most indie venues right now. But I'd say some real favourites of mine are Largo. We played a lot of shows with them. We did our first shows together. Love them guys, they're great guys. We love hanging out with them. Hatchling as well, so she plays in our in our band. She's amazing. Shows of backing vocals, all them sweet sounds and the whistles.
Yeah.
All that there.
Soothing harmonies.
Yeah, she gives a nice light element to my deep, darker sounds. And who else have we got? There's this, so many come to mind. Like Dante knows as well. I guess he's not up and coming, but just his set is huge. Rockslavy, there's so many.
Yeah, sick. Sick. And, what about for yourself? What's in the works for Earl/Crystal Rivers Band?
Yeah, we've got a fair bit exciting coming up. We've got another release next week. So we're keen for that one too.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we've got two more releases by November. Nice. That'll be our EP, which is a body of work from Sienna, Prisoner, Lover, which you just heard. And then Charlie's Eyes, and then the lead track of the EP. So that'll be exciting. And then we'll go get on the road with that, play some shows again along the East Coast. Yep. We've got some music festivals, which is exciting. Not sure if I'm allowed to say it yet, but yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be in Tassie, you know, New Year's and also in Feb, South by Southwest as well. So yeah, we've got a lot of fun shows, and it's really exciting. Like, we often do, you know, we do one or two East Coast headline tours a year. But getting on the festival lineups is so fun when you get to kind of meet new bands and new acts that, you know, you might not have come across before. Yeah. So that, you know, that whole community aspect and bringing it together, and, you know, people are having the best fun time, which we get to do as artists, but also punters come along and dancing to it. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sick. Lovely. Well, thanks for having a chat with us, Earl. Oh,
thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been lovely. For those just joining us, that was Earl Weir from the local Sydney band Crystal Rivers talking about their new track Lover, life, fashion and everything in between. If you're a fan of Gang of Youths, War on Drugs, the National, hit up Crystal Rivers.